This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill completes everyone on Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola,
Bacholas. Hola. Hi, Sammy. You understand how this here game is played?
Yep.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. Today we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
License to Spill, guys.
An overturned truck near the town of Heidelberg, Mississippi, required a response from numerous law enforcement agencies. A large team of first responders blanketed the area, including the Mississippi Highway Patrol, Mississippi Department of Transportation, Jasper County Sheriff's Office, and the Heidelberg Police Department. A nearby team from Tulane University was expected to assist because the Jasper County Sheriff's Office didn't have the right protective equipment to safely deal with the situation. Officers advised residents to stay away from the area. All right, now the question is, what was the truck hauling? Was it diesel fuel? Was it radioactive material? Was it toxic waste? Or was it lab monkeys? So diesel, radioactive waste, toxic waste, or lab monkeys?
Oh, that's a fun one.
And it's very fun, yes. Stay away from the area. Something bad has happened.
Sammy loves a good time.
Well, I work in transportation, so I have some ideas. But what do you guys think first?
I'll go, Sammy, I'll go toxic waste.
Toxic waste, by the way, very good sour candy.
It's actually called toxic waste?
Yeah, it's some of the sourest you can get out there.
If you're going to call it toxic, I would imagine.
Good. Oh, yeah. See,
Sammy knows.
Yeah, no, Ted, he's right. It's one of the best sour candies.
Yeah, once you're an adult and you go on that search for the sour stuff, you got to go in there.
Okay. All right, Tammy, what are you thinking?
Okay, so diesel fuel should be a pretty typical cleanup, so I don't think that they would need university students. I am going to go with the monkeys because generally that sounds like a research, and I know that a lot of universities still do a lot of medical research on animals, whether people agree with that or not.
All right, lab monkeys.
I'm going to go monkeys.
All right, Ted.
Monkeys. I'll jump in the
Ted,
monkeys with my sour buddy.
Go monkeys.
What was spilled there? Diesel fuel, radioactive waste, toxic waste, or lab monkeys? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories licensed to spill on profile this. We head to Mississippi. A truck overturned on a highway down there. Led to a huge response to try to clear the road or whatever was in there. Question is, what was spilled all over the road? Was it diesel fuel, radioactive waste, toxic waste, or lab monkeys?
And Sammy, that is a question that we posed to you. I'm sorry, good time, Sammy, is take also. Because you know a good time. There's an overturned truck, time to throw a party.
Yep.
Can't believe more people don't think of that.
And we're eating sour candies.
Miles, let's start with you. You went with toxic waste. Not a bad guess, just not the right guess.
That's why I thought the university was there. Maybe they had, like, a, I don't know, some kind of
something to do with
hazmat
it, right?
Team or something that had the suits on and all that crap.
Well, Sammy thought the same thing. Said the college is right there. Colleges, they test on monkeys and other animals, whether people like it or not, et cetera, et cetera. And Ted, you agreed that it's lab monkeys. Now, here's the funny thing. It is.
Nice. It's lab monkeys. Very good. Very good. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Stephen Colbert.
That guy.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Led?
It is right there. The title is Guest Ask Team for Talented Writers, helping quote their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Johnny Depp is set to return to the big screen in a major studio role, taking on the iconic part of Ebenezer Scrooge in a new adaptation of A Christmas Carol. And I, for one, cannot wait to see a spooky Scrooge in some eye black.
Fallon, it's either you or Colbert.
You gotta pick one.
Colbert.
Smith.
Bah humbug.
Is it a Tim Burton deal?
I am not sure.
It seems like that would be
immediately assumed that it was.
I'm saying, for him, that movie would seem to be a pretty good casting for him as a director.
This time, though, Ebenezer Scrooge poops out of bed.
Oh.
A woman is suing SeaWorld for $50,000, claiming she was on one of their roller coasters and a duck hit her in the face. And for everyone else, it was the most entertaining thing they saw at SeaWorld.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
I guess there's a woman is suing SeaWorld for $50,000, claiming she was on one of their roller coasters and a duck hit her in the face. And for everyone else, it was the most entertaining thing they saw at SeaWorld.
You think somebody yelled, duck?
I don't know. The whole thing's kind of foul.
Jesus. Well, Fabio didn't sue when he got hit by a goose.
I don't think you can sue. It's a duck. It's not like the park has controlled ducks.
Unless someone at the park physically threw the duck at her face on a roller coaster.
There's an urgent search for research monkeys that escaped on a Mississippi highway. At least six monkeys escaped, and they might be aggressive towards people and may be infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID. Hepatitis, herpes, and COVID? Who are these monkeys hanging out with? Charlie Sheen?
Colbert.
Kimmel.
The urgent search for dangerous research monkeys that escaped from the wreckage of a crash on a Mississippi highway. At least six monkeys escaping. Officials warning they might be aggressive towards people and were potentially infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
Wait, hepatitis, herpes, and COVID? Who are these monkeys hanging out with? Charlie Sheen?
Sounds like they've been up on Aurora.
Yeah, no kidding.
Medical researchers say that a Japanese butt breathing technique could help people with lung conditions. The technique works like an enema, slipping oxygen-rich liquids right into the rectum. a treatment you may have experienced if you've ever been to a water park.
Colbert.
Medical researchers say that a Japanese butt-breathing technique could help people with lung conditions. The technique works like an enema, slipping oxygen-rich liquid straight into the rectum. A treatment you may already have experienced if you've ever been to a water park.
Quick little update on the new Christmas Carol featuring Johnny Depp. For once, he's not doing a movie directed by Tim Burton. That's Ty West directing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'll still make it weird and spooky.
Yes, he will.
He can't help it. He's him.
I know. I watched a whole special on Vice the other day. It was like the nine lives of Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Right? Kind of interesting. I will say, it was a little more interesting than I thought it would be. I kind of thought I knew Johnny Depp. But just talking about how, like, he started out and then, you know, he kind of got, I forget what movie he kind of got famous in. He was famous in 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street.
And then Once Eating Gilbert Grape was a good role.
Well, before he got to that, though, he did a John Waters movie. Because he, at some point, he was kind of like, I just want to do my own thing. Right? And he's one of those dudes that, like, is a famous actor but doesn't like being famous.
Yeah.
So that's why he, you know, they opened the Viper Room and people are dying. Yada, yada, yada. So it's like, you know, kind of that stuff. You're right. Gilbert Grape. So he did a lot of movies that he was like, I want to be an artist and kind of do them for me. And then they got, by the time they got to like Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff, and he was like, I want to do movies my kids would watch.
All right.
And then what was the one where he was like the Native American with the...
Lone Ranger.
Yeah. And people are just like...
The worst movie ever.
Nobody wants to see this.
No.
Not even your kids.
I like some of the crazy... Well, and I will credit, he does go to Children's Hospital. He does all that stuff. But at Pirates of the Caribbean and Disneyland...
Yeah.
He goes in there every once in a while dressed in costume. They pull the animatronic thing out and it's just...
Have him do it.
But he still does animatronic things and then he'll say something. They'll start dancing and popping.
That's funny.
Like, I mean, I love that guy.
You know what's funny about What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I only saw it once, but it was a fine movie. And I remember saying, man, whoever the little kid in this, for a little kid,
that's a very good
actor.
That's Academy Award winning stuff.
Right. I did not know it's going to be the future Leonardo DiCaprio. But just in that role, I'm like, usually kid actors suck. No offense to kid actors. I get it, right? But I'm like, man, that kid... I believe him, and I rarely believe a kid actor.
Dude, obviously our age group would know it, but watch The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People would be shocked at the talent in that movie.
How many people, you know now that were in that movie?
Somebody
said,
Diane Lane, that it was just testosterone raged.
What, Outsiders?
Because she was in that. She was like, you didn't want to be on that set, man, with those guys.
I've read stories that, like, they would legit get into, like, fist fights and stuff with each other, and, like... Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of teenage dudes and early 20s dudes.
Making a lot of money.
And they were seriously, we're trying to get into their role.
Yeah. I also think, too, if it's just guys, it's just going to be a different, mostly guys, it's a different environment.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, look.
Yeah, we joke different.
Yeah.
Who do you got your money on in that brawl? I think I'm taking Swayze. He was older.
But he was older. So I think he kind of was a little separate from him.
Could Matt Dillon fight?
He looks like he could, but I don't know.
We know Ralph Macchio's doesn't have a chance in hell.
I don't know. He might I remember this goddamn whatever it's called. I mean, Karate Kid.
I don't know. Maybe Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably a little scrappy mofo.
Got some MMA in him before it even existed.
Yeah, I mean, he had to grow up.
I wish we could go back in time.
Not Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise getting his ass kicked.
Or C. Thomas Howell. He's not going to play.
You know what? It might be C. Thomas Howell. He might surprise us and be like, oh, now you pissed a bitch off. You know.
Yeah, right. He's one of those dudes, you flip the switch and you're in trouble.
It doesn't stop.
I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it's true. There's only been two 18-inning games in the history of the World Series. And Brad Paisley sang the national anthem before both of them.
Really?
No way.
Don't invite him back then.
Yeah.
He's now called himself Mr. More Baseball.
That's a good nickname.
He's done it a couple times. He also sang in 2017 and last year. Both those games went to extras, too. 2017 ended in the 11th, and last year's ended the 10th.
I still don't understand the tie of him doing this.
What do you mean?
Just Brad Paisley in general. You know, like, the Los Angeles connection, or what was the other one, in Boston? Like, if you identify as a fan, Mike McCready does the national anthem.
But World Series,
you're just bringing out the biggest guy.
Whatever schmuck has their name in life, right. Like,
you bring out artists that people know. Whereas sometimes, if you go to a Seahawks game, they'll bring out somebody who's a national recording artist. But you don't always know them yet.
It means they have signed a contract, but you are unaware of who they are. And that's why they usually preface it with that. Like, if they bring out Janet Jackson, they say, ladies and gentlemen, here's Janet Jackson. If you have signed, but no one knows you, it's national recording. We want to let you know they're on the upward trajectory.
Yeah, they never say, like, absolute nobody.
I'll say this. Saturday night down the Emerald Queen for the fights, and I didn't realize it at the time, but it was two women. Turns out it was a mom and a daughter. They sang it a cappella. They crushed it.
Like really? The Judds.
That was my first love. Who's another mother-daughter duo?
Imagine the mom being much more attractive, though.
Is that what happened to you down there?
Yeah, I did not realize it at the time.
Well, you're that age, man.
They were both so... the anthem was so good. I got in there and just went, God damn, that was a good national anthem.
That's the response to legal. Yeah. God damn America.
Yeah,
right?
Kick ass.
Yes, later in the night as I was talking to him, I realized, I was like, oh, no kidding. But you're right. I wouldn't. I never would have guessed that. But you're right. I'm at the age now where I'm like,
your mom's hot.
Yeah, that's what I said when I visited my kid at San Diego State. Jesus, the mom's down here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I have it on good authority that Old Miss has some attractive moms.
I wonder who told you that.
I don't know. Don't know. We were talking about Tom Cruise a little bit earlier. Well, that he's going to get his ass beat.
Yeah.
Sitting here, I guess Colin Farrell was talking about back in the day on Minority Report. He pissed off Tom Cruise.
Colin Farrell pissed off. Okay.
Right. He was on the Late Show this week, and he asked for a day off because it was his birthday as they're filming. Says, I begged production of a $120 million film that they would not have me working on my birthday. Who did I think I was? Obviously, they said no.
Yeah.
So he went out the night before anyhow. I think he's sober now.
Yes,
he was a legendary drinker. I mean, he's Irish, isn't he?
Yes.
When we saw him at
Slim's Last Chance.
He was sober then.
Yeah.
That was years ago.
I do respect sober people. They're still like, I just like hanging out in bars.
And he'll say that straight up.
And eating chili.
And eating chili. Yeah. And drinking, you know, NAs. So basically, he went out the night before. My pickup was set to go. He set an alarm at 6 a.m. He said, I got up to all sorts of nonsense the night before. I remember getting into bed. As soon as I turned off the light, the phone rang. The driver's outside saying it's 10 past 6. I said, OS. So then he says, I'm in such bad shape. It took him 46 takes to deliver one single line, which was, I'm sure you've all grasped the fundamental paradox of pre-crime methodology.
That is a lot to say if you're hungover. Like, it's one thing to say, it's one line. I'd be like, that's what I have to say right now.
But 46 takes?
Okay, to be fair, probably not that many.
But act like I know what that means, too.
Yeah, no.
Like, concerned about it. Like, to lay it down the right way. Yeah. It's one thing to repeat it. It's another thing to act it out.
I mean... I shouldn't say this because there was a lot of years I had to go in, you know, when I started in radio. But for the most part, Christmas Eve, it's not that hard to get your birthday off.
Right.
But man, if I'm working on a $120 film, be like, yeah, I'll work Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'll work it.
Yeah. But also, you know, he was in his 20s. He didn't care. He wanted to go out and party. Plus, I mean, he's already kind of famous. So
Yeah. He was okay.
He says he got up to all sorts of nonsense. Like, I could imagine there was, we'll just say party supplements.
Cocaine, Ted. That's what I was thinking.
That
seems to be people all kinds of nonsense. Like, more than drinking? Okay, you were doing blow.
You know what? There's a new theory out there that I stole from a guy in England that people shouldn't be allowed to do cocaine at the bar. It's happened to me.
Legally, they can't.
You know what I mean.
But I know
but it's happened to me before when you hang out with people who are doing coke and then you drink at their pace. And they were just like, man, you got messed up last night. Like, yeah, dude, I did. You guys have like, they're like video games, what's it, regenning or whatever. And I'm like, I'm just in the corner falling apart.
Guess what I did? I fell asleep.
Right. I talked a couple weeks ago about starting a movie or a show on Netflix called Black Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, first of all,
just Happy Easter, mother.
Yeah. We're not having hand. I mean, Jude Law, anything with Jude Law, right? I mean, he was hot as the new Pope, remember?
Right.
Oh, yeah. So,
Young Pope, right?
Young Pope. Yeah, whatever. He just, the guy ages like a fine glass of,
something delicious.
Mad Dog 2020.
I'm trying to think of a red wine, a Burgundy?
Sure.
I don't know. Jesus Christ, I could have said Merlot. But it's a very good show. It's about a high-end restaurant loosely based off the Spotted Pig that was in New York. There's a lot of action that gets into it. But if you like crime, kind of thrillers. It's very good, too.
All right.
There's a lot of ups and downs where you think, you know, Jason Bateman's the idiot brother. You kind of think they're out of trouble. Then they're back in. I will say it's one of those shows to teach you at the end of the day, like, don't take loans from loan sharks. Like, it's very hard.
Listen up, kids.
Yeah, kids, listen to me. It's hard to get out of the underworld is what I'm talking about.
You hear that, kids?
And that was Bateman that directed that one, yeah?
He did.
I feel like he's doing a handful of, like, crime underworld things just nowadays.
He's good at it.
Yeah, because Ozark was the same thing. Criminal underground that he's just, you know, blending into.
And look, the first episode, you're like, Jason Bateman again. Not, but you're like, all right. But by the second episode, you buy his character. You kind of hate him.
All right.
And by the end, he does work in one of those good Bateman kind of Ozark styles, like 2-minute kind of speeches. You're like, huh? All right. But yeah, pretty very good show. Put it to you this way. Like, I was planning to kind of finish it over the week, and then it's only 8 parts. I think I pumped through 3 of them last night.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty good watch. I would say I'd recommend. Not on a football weekend. But
not on a football weekend.
On a Tuesday night.
Yeah, during the week and whatnot, you know, all the midweek Sun Belt football was over, so I had time to watch a show. All right, what are you going to do tonight? Well, there's no World Series on. That starts again tomorrow night. There is a football game. Miles, do you know who's playing tonight? You're right, the Dolphins.
One of your Middle Tennessee state teams or something.
There is some college football, but the Dolphins are hosting the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Remember, kids, no organized crime. Coke makes you drink more.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A dog falls off a cliff and gives plenty of kisses when firemen come to his rescue. Meanwhile, a drunk German falls out of a pub window into a butcher shop.
Yeah.
And eating sausage was all he could do. To Volshynia, where a man gets naked and chases customers in a Walmart store. Woman busted stealing butter and cheese, but she wanted a whole lot more. And a United Airlines flight makes an emergency landing because of a laptop. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Virginia, where something happened in the most unlikely of places, Walmart. Reports came in of a man that walked into the store and felt the need to strip naked and run about the facility.
Is that weird?
Apparently not.
I understand. It's Walmart.
They named the town Dumfries for a reason.
Oh, yeah, I know where Dumfries is. Dumfries.
Where do you live, man?
Dumfries.
Oh, no. He harassed several customers on his tirade before police arrived and took him into custody. Shockingly, they said that he was under the influence at the time of the incident.
You don't say.
Nobody was injured, and he faces several charges. They were just, you know.
He was just chasing people through the store.
He was just running after them, hanging free.
Yeah.
I think most people run from naked people. I just don't want you to touch me.
And I like how they say intoxicated. No, he was under the influence of drugs. Yeah. I've been drunk before. I don't want to run at people naked.
Also, you don't want to look.
No.
Right.
You know,
it's like,
at what point does somebody just stop and hit him?
Honestly, I'm a little bit surprised that it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Again, because he's naked.
Right.
I'm convinced. Had you been wearing clothes, someone would tackle him instantly. Right?
Naked, it's like, I'm going to the sporting goods section, man. I'm pulling out an Easton. I'm going to smack.
What kind of store was it?
Walmart?
Because you know he's not armed, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm just going to keep running. I don't want to touch your naked ass, because now that you're naked, it's weird.
Correct.
And it's weirder than I want to deal with, but I know he's not armed. It's just a matter of him catching me.
I'm still pushing for the takedown rule.
Yeah.
If you are accosting me, I have the right and ability to take your ass to the ground. Now, I'm not going to sit there and ground and pound and beat your face into the curb. I might lay a couple there, but no.
Well, of all the things Walmart has, what aisle would you run to, and what would you pick up as your own personal weapon?
Like you said, man, sports section.
Sporting goods.
Yeah, sports section. Okay.
Yeah.
I think if he came running at me, I would turn around and run the cart into him.
There you go.
Cart. Yep. That's not a bad
cart into the Jimmy.
Yeah. How's that feel? It's in your junk now, dude.
Smoking like an Arnold Schwarzenegger line from his movie.
Right. How does that feel, man?
The problem is that there's too many aisles in that sporting goods section, Miles. I would take a wrong turn. It's like basketballs, damn it. And I'd have to go and find like basketballs.
If you pass it to him, you know he's going to catch it.
That's right.
That's true. You're going to distract him for a minute and start dribbling.
Just go full psycho and just grab it.
I'm like, down, Dad.
Stop chasing me.
I would get naked and start running at him.
Yeah.
Be like, all right, bro, then let's do this.
Bring it.
Yeah. You're crazy.
Am I the only person that dunks on the basketball hoop inside the Walmart?
Yeah.
Because it's low. It's like 8 feet. Boom, boom, boom.
You actually grab a basketball and dunk on it?
Well, they have balls.
I got it.
I've definitely been asked to stop throwing the football in a store before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To Germany with a very fitting story. Police got a call about a man in need of emergency services after he fell out of a window and injured himself. Also, he didn't know where he was. When they got to the scene, they found that there was a little more to the story. The man had fallen out of the window of the pub next door to where he was found, likely due to his intoxicated state.
Likely, yeah.
Germany. His fall landed himself in the interior yard of a closed butcher shop that was next to the pub, and he forced his way into the building to call for help. But what's the point in waiting for help in a butcher shop if you're not going to sneak a sausage or two out of the cold storage in the meantime?
I mean, the Walmart story couldn't have been more Walmart. This German story couldn't be more German.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Fall out of a pub drunk into a freaking sausage store
and start eating.
Into a butcher shop, and you're munching on sausage when they get there.
Wouldn't you?
Yes!
Yeah, I mean, I would be hitting that guy.
That would be kind of...
Yes!
Right, I'm that hammered. You're damn right.
I'm that hammered, and I stumble into Uli's after hours. I'm like, oh, Matt can get me. Like, oh, shoot.
I don't know what time Uli gave us a sausage right out of the smoker.
Oh, yeah, man.
God, it was great. You're damn right. I'm opening that smoker first.
Yeah.
Where's it at, Uli?
Right off that big link.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Doggone it. Uli.
We should go back down there and just get another tour.
Call us back, buddy.
What's new?
Still on the end of that world, we go to Manchester, where a local criminal had her sentence upgraded. She had already been served an order banning her from entering a local rail station for 2 years unless she actually had a ticket to travel there.
Jesus.
So there's places, you know, they got stores and little shops and whatnot you can go into, but she needs a ticket for travel in order to get there. But she recently violated that order, walking into one of the shops at the station, and the reason why she had that banned order, this time she stole cheese and several tubs of butter.
And butter?
Butter. Cheese and butter.
The dairy thief.
Cheese and butter.
Butter?
Yeah.
She's cooking something. I mean, butter.
They want that man to this rail station. I want that cheese and butter.
Feels pretty keto.
Authorities arrested her and she now faces custodial services. Actually, that's very accurate.
She's been banned from all those grocery stores. She has to get a special ticket to go in and shop for food.
Correct.
That's wild. That's crazy. The one time she does it, she steals again.
I just want a little cheese and butter. Give it up. Come off it.
That Irish butter's top notch. Kerrygold. Man,
I haven't tried that. Stuff, yeah. They've also got a Kerrygold. Was it like cinnamon butter?
Yeah, all their flavored butters are made. Like herb and cheddar.
Flavored butters.
That's herb and chime or whatever it is.
Gasly, you didn't hear that.
Delicious.
I like Kerrygold butter too. Yeah.
Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Flavored butter.
We go to California where a rescue mission has been made. A beach park in San Francisco was the scene of a perilous situation after a pair of dogs started playing with each other, one of which ran over a berm that turned out to be a cliff's edge.
Oh, he was the dumber of the
two. Yeah, lost traction and fell off the side. Luckily, the dog was able to stabilize itself about 40 feet down, but now it was trapped. 911 calls came in, and with the help of a drone and fire crews, they were able to rappel down, harness the pooch, and haul him back up to safety. They said that he knew that he had been rescued immediately. He was wagging his tail. He was giving everybody kisses and whatnot.
I think a dog can recognize that I'm being taken out of a bad situation.
Authorities took the opportunity to remind folks to keep all of their kids close and their pets on a leash.
Do you think
folks.
The other dog called 911?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh.
Raggy. Bedroom Sports. As Ted said, you got college football on the ESPN channels, hockey on TNT, basketball on NBA Network, and Thursday night football on Amazon featuring the Dolphins hosting that one old team, the Baltimore Ravens. Don't worry, guys. You'll get out of here in no time. As far as your weather, partly cloudy and 45 tonight. Looking at some occasional rain and a high of 53 tomorrow. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you next time for a very spooky Halloween.
Spooky.
So spooky. You'll be so scared. Lovely Jolene's coming up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. Or tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Elise's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.